Talk to Mike from Seattle. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Dr. Sherman.
Hello, Mike. How are you today?
Very good, very good. And yes, you are very, as Daniel said, you are very, very good.
Thank
you. My question is, what is an okay or optimum dihydrotestosterone level? I'm 79 years old.
Uh-huh.
Before I started taking finasteride in July of 2016, my blood DHT was 43 nanograms per DL. And recently I had a blood test, and it came in at 11 nanograms per DL.
Uh-huh.
And, on the LabCorp report, it shows they're low. And I went on the Internet, and I can't find anything about what's okay or optimum. So that's my question.
Well, the I'm not sure why you're on the finasteride. Is it for a prostate problem?
Prostate kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and I think it's up to 130 milliliters, and it's, starting to be not so good as far as sometimes for urination. And so it will shrink the prostate, I gather. And also there's a couple of articles in Life Extension magazine about finasteride and Avodart, a comparison with regard to prostate cancer, which is not why I'm doing this, but it looked like it was on the plus side of the ledger.
Well, the finasteride specifically blocks an enzyme that converts the testosterone into the DHT, the dihydrotestosterone.
Right.
So, it wouldn't be uncommon for your DHT levels to drop quite a bit. Now, you may, if your total testosterone and your free testosterone, basically, if your free testosterone is at a good level.
No, it's low. It's 5.8, and my total is 584, which is, way up there. And I'm not taking any supplementation in that area that I know of.
Okay, so you likely have a high sex hormone binding globulin also that blocks the free testosterone.
I haven't measured that for quite some time. I can't find it right here, right now. But it was high.
Well, Mike, one of the things I get concerned about with my patients on finasteride is it does work to block that DHT, and the DHT is the testosterone that's more aggravating to the prostate. And obviously the finasteride works, but there is more risk of aggressive prostate cancer with the use of finasteride, so. Typically we're okay with the use of Flomax for the prostate, but not so much for the finasteride for that reason.
Yeah, I used Flomax for quite a few years until I found, I think it was L-arginine and something else.
Uh-huh.
Make it easier to urinate. I haven't used Flomax for ages.
Okay.
But, I guess the question is should I just quit this finasteride because... It's not that I'm that bad off. It's just when I read these articles about the benefits plus the shrinking of the prostate, it was like, geez, this is a no-brainer. Of course, I'm not up on stuff like you are.
Well, yeah, I could probably coach you more on what to do. I wouldn't say over the radio just to quit the finasteride, but there are a lot of nutrient alternatives that can block that 5-alpha reductase rather than the... using the finasteride, things
like
zinc. Is that
like nettle, stinging nettle stuff and other things?
Yeah, saw palmetto.
Yeah, I've been doing that.
Okay. Yeah, and...
For quite a few years. So, maybe I just was a little, got ahead of my skis here.
Sure, yeah, and of course, it's not going to be as strong as the finasteride, but...
I was wondering if it was just cutting it in half, 2.5 milligrams.
Yeah, if you can keep the activity of the 5-alpha reductase enzyme, to a minimum or at least under 50%, then you're probably handling that okay. It's not going to be aggravating.
But do you have is there a value of DHT which is like okay or something? I couldn't find that in literature. I was surprised.
I don't bother with it too much.
Okay.
I really don't. I definitely follow the total and the free testosterone and the sex hormone binding globulin. But the conversion of the DHT, you know, unless the person is, well, I would say females tend to have more of a problem with the DHT, but for men, it's not a big issue. I think
I saw an article on the advantages of DHT. It kind of surprised me. I was just boning up on this for this question, and there were all kinds of things I was about the importance of DHT. I was like, gosh, I didn't know that.
Well, it definitely helps with muscle mass, and I call it the Schwarzenegger kind of testosterone because it definitely builds you up more quickly and gets you to the gym more and makes you more virile. But it's all in the balance, you know. You want to be careful of going that route completely. So, like I say, I would definitely check your free testosterone, try to get that up as much as possible. So
yeah, I mean that's way in the really down.
Yeah.
And it's been like that. I'm looking back at my data here, and it's been, in that 5.8 range.
All right. Well, thanks for your call, Mike.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for your help, and I really appreciate your
absolutely
participation on this program.
Okay. And I know we need to go to a quick break before the top of the hour, so let's do that.